Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Fortescom, and I just wanted to come in at the top of the show to thank some of our patrons. Jordan Tharp, David O'Ryan, Terry Jensen, and Dee. Thank you so very much for your support. You make this series possible. And now, on with the show.
Notes on case number 023, Mrs. Phillips' philandering case. After tracking the commuter ship that Mr. Phillips boarded en route to the ICO system on the far side of Collective Space, he disembarked on a fueling station which has a popular reputation for illegal but overlooked transports into wild space. From there, I followed Mr. Phillips' new transport all the way to the Jarrah system in wild space, and there he... Mrs. Phillips, I was just making my notes for your case.
Well, tell me what happened.
It's as I thought, Mrs. Phillips. Your husband boarded an illegal transport to the Jarrah system, where I photographed him entering several of the well-known brothels in the area.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Phillips. Obviously, this is not the news that you wanted to receive.
But why the Jarrah system? Why go all the way out of Collective Space to do that?
Some of the brothels your husband entered are known for featuring clone workers.
What?
They are rare, but they do exist, Mrs. Phillips. I'm sorry.
Disgusting.
I've forwarded you the previews of the images that I took of the various incursions. Once I receive the payment in full, I will send you the complete set. Everything to move your legal action along.
Excuse me?
What was unclear?
Your copies are taking my husband away from me. And you expect me to pay you to tell me? Ah, I've never heard anything more ridiculous.
May I remind you that you hired my services to bring you this information?
You're all disgusting little abominations. We should just put you all out of your misery.
Irene, let me tell you what is about to happen. You will pay my bill in full now, and I will send you these images. Is that understood?
Oh, you must be insane.
Do I need to remind you of who I am? What I've done?
I know who you are. I did my research. I have a friend who works for the copy records. She told me all about you. Richard Hart. Traitor.
Yes. Now, from all that information you have, do you think that I would hesitate to fly halfway across the galaxy to your posh little system to collect my debt?
Don't be preposterous.
On the way, I could inform your husband of your own little case of philandering.
Are you quite mad?
His name is Jason Phillips. Your husband's brother, if I'm not mistaken.
You wouldn't dare.
Try me. All of your friends would know what Mr. Phillips likes to do with clones. And what you like to do with your spouse's siblings.
All right, fine. There, you have your credit.
Add another 20,000. That's to keep these photos to myself.
Fine, fine.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you, Mrs. Phillips. Bloody natural ones. Sandy.
Hi, Rich. Doing all right?
Yes, thank you. What have you got for me?
Oh, I did get something from them shippers this morning. Saved it for you. Hang on a second.
Look at that.
What? It's a copy.
I thought they weren't allowed out here.
Only the wild ones.
You know I can hear you both.
What about it?
I suggest you clear out before things go sour for you both.
Excuse me?
I see. You're stupid as well as ugly. Allow me to put it in terms you can understand. Fuck off.
Hey, you two, bugger off. He's welcome here. You ain't.
You can't tell us what to do.
Now you listen here. This is my stall, and I can do with it whatever the bloody hell I want. Now you two can clear out, or I can call the head of the militia out here.
Let's go. Not even worth it.
Pay him no attention, love.
Thanks, Sandy.
Now, you look at this. Marrigan pears. You said you was from the northern region. Well, this is the best the north has got.
Look at those. I have not seen them this ripe since I left.
Surprised you've seen them at all. They're stopping growing them soon.
Why?
Well, they're opening some new science thing right on top of the old crops.
Typical.
So eat them up while you can, eh?
I will. How much do I owe you for these?
They're free, love.
No way. I'm paying you.
No, please, it is really a gift.
So is this.
No, love.
You've already got it. Might as well keep it.
Oh, that is too much. Take it back.
I can't. Send it to Maria if you don't want it.
You're too much, you know.
I know. How is Maria?
Oh, she's doing well, thank you. She's moving up to the core system soon.
Good. Then she'll need the money. What does she do?
She's working for one of the ministers, I think.
Doing well for herself, then?
Oh, I think so.
Good. Take care of yourself, Sandy.
Thank you. You as well. You're too good, you know.
No. I'm not. You're the good one. I am, yes. You have a problem?
It's just that I thought copies weren't allowed out here.
It's wild space. Take the hint, you ape.
He's right. No rules out here.
Shut up.
If you'll excuse me.
No. I don't think so. Collective have got a reward for stray copies out here, don't they?
They do. Richards are worth something like 5,000 credits.
I could use 5,000 credits.
Both of you, back off.
Can't stop both of us with that, mate.
You're right. But I'm a pretty good shot. Now you're thinking, 50% chance it's my brains that get splattered all over the dirt. Would you roll those dice? Because I wouldn't.
What?
Man, I don't
Shut
think I
Shut up now.
No, I don't want to die. Don't shoot.
I'm not going to, so long as you don't follow me.
All right.
Your friend's going to need a medic. Too bad there ain't any Catherines out here, huh? The best you'll get is a local with a toolkit. Funny, that.
Earlier today, Minister Orsham addressed the public with plans to expand scientific research in the northern region. Here
today for scientific progress in the collective, thanks to the chairman's approval of 5 new science outposts based in the northern region. We will be able to bring new breakthroughs in agriculture and biodiversity.
So you're the reason my parents are going. Thank you, oh glorious chairman.
You have one new message.
Who's the sender?
The sender is unknown.
Open it.
Confirmed.
What the... Computer? Computer!
Communication.
Richard Hart, correct?
Who's asking?
A friend.
My friends don't tend to shut down my system to get in touch.
I have a job for you.
And what might that be?
I need you to locate a person for me.
Hang on. I recognise you. You're the natural born that helped start the Alliance. You and that Nora Evers.
Yes. My name is Delilah Malik.
Well then, you can fuck off. I don't work for the Alliance.
I am no longer a part of the Alliance. I haven't been for many years. You would be working only for me.
I'm not interested.
I could make it worth your while.
Look, I can recommend any number of good investigators who could do whatever you need.
If I wanted to hire them, I would be contacting them. I need you. Your history makes you the perfect candidate for this role.
And how do you know my history?
I have connections, Richard.
I've told you. I'm not interested. Thank you.
25 million units.
What?
25 million units is what you would receive upon completion.
Are you serious?
Completely.
35.
Pardon me?
I won't consider it for less than 35.
Fine. 35 million.
And who am I finding?
You need to find Nora Evers. She's gone missing and I need her back.
And where was she last seen?
I'm forwarding you a document containing all the details of her disappearance.
This isn't much to go on here. I'm going to need access to someone who knows her.
That won't be possible.
If I don't have access to someone, I can't find her. Simple as that.
I see. In that case, there may be someone, but I can't guarantee anything.
Good enough for me?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
On a remote island in frigid Lake Superior. A fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Lovely introduction. It is my distinct pleasure to celebrate the 7th anniversary of the formation of the Alliance. Formed out of a small induction facility near the core, we were... It's your man. Formed out of a need to see clones treated fairly in our society. Today, we celebrate not only 7 years of resistance, but also 7 years of unity. Of prosperity. And most importantly, a victory! Thank you. Thank you all. From the major strains, the Bazzes and the Catherines, to the minor strains, such as myself, the humble Charles. Moreover, I would like to thank my fellow founding member, Diana Strange, who I would like to take the opportunity to invite up here now.
Thank you, Charles. I would like to remember the founding members who are sadly no longer with us. Nora Evers, Delilah Malik, and the late Baz Anders. We must always remember our goal, to create an equal and fair society for all of us, not just those born naturally. You did well.
Thank you. As did you. Why mention Evers and Malik?
They made all of this. They deserve more credit than we do.
Yeah, then they abandoned it.
Doesn't mean they aren't responsible for it.
You always surprise me.
What do you mean?
Well, the two of us, I didn't think you'd be the one to mention them.
What are you talking about?
You didn't exactly get on with them.
Well... I just think we owe it to Anders to keep at least the idea of them alive.
That was surprisingly eloquent.
I'm not just my good looks.
You know the council will be annoyed, surely.
Then let them tell me themselves.
You know it's me who's going to have to deal with this.
That's why I do it.
Thank you for that. Do you remember when they first proposed the Alliance to us?
I do.
They said we could really change things.
And we are.
Yes.
What?
Nothing. I just wish we could change things faster.
I know.
Oh, please don't.
For considerable courage and valour presented to Specialist General Charles Eros. Seems like you're doing a lot.
It's just a hollow commemoration, nothing more. Council love that kind of stuff, a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's time for real action.
Look at yourself objectively for just 1 second. You are doing everything you can. You will do more in time. We just need to keep going.
I know.
Now shut up and get on with it. I have a meeting.
Charming as always, Diana.
I'm not the charming one here. So, people, what have we got?
Increased activity focused on the border between Alliance and Collective Space.
Where?
The northern region.
Any ideas why? A possible invasion? It's Diana Blonde, yes?
Yes, General.
Nice theory, and welcome to the team, but I don't think so. There's no advantage to taking the northern region. What's the chatter saying?
Nothing significant. Communications haven't been able to tap into the closed-circuit communication between the ships.
That's nothing new.
I disagree. Normally we can pick something up. This is nothing.
Didn't we have reports of new communication technology coming into effect?
That wasn't due for another 2 cycles at least.
Could be a prototype test?
It's possible.
But across a fleet?
It's possible. Keep an eye on the situation. If they bring in any more big guns, send reinforcements to the border patrols.
Yes, General.
Anything else? Increase chatter among our contacts in wild space. What about? About Nora Evers. What about her? Nothing definitive. Some sources claim she's recruiting. Others saying that she's only been spotted.
Nothing concrete then?
No, General. Keep liaising with your contacts in intelligence, but my gut tells me it's another false alarm.
Of course.
Also, can you please book in a meeting with intelligence? I want to liaise closer on the attack plan for the southern push.
I'll book that in for next week.
Good. Is that all?
It is.
Then you're all...
You've just received a personal message, General. Marked urgent.
From whom?
It's unknown.
I'll take it in the ready room. You're all dismissed. Open message.
Diana?
No. No way.
Diana, please.
Give me one good reason I don't alert security and track this communication.
Because as soon as it's terminated, it will be wiped from your system with no record. You'll find nothing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, will you stop acting like a child and listen to me? This is important.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's about Evers.
She's on our chatter. We know you're up to something.
You've seen her?
No official sightings, but if you two surface, then we'll find you. You know the agreement.
So you haven't found her?
What are you talking about?
She's missing, Diana.
What do you mean she's missing?
I can't find her.
That's nothing new. She always used to go off for weeks.
No, this is different. It's been too long. I can always find her, always.
How long's it been?
3 months.
What?
No one's seen her for 3 months. There's no record I can find of her, no signals, nothing.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I need your help.
Come in.
Good day, sir.
Ah, it's Vice Admiral Blake, yes?
That's right.
You're on Diana's team.
That is correct.
And what is it that I can help you with?
It's actually about Specialist General Strange, sir.
Oh?
We can't find her.
I'm sorry, what?
She's not responding to any communications and she's apparently left the base. Ops have her signing out a shuttle yesterday.
Is there any record of her being called away on other business?
None, sir.
Do you have someone following her?
No, we
Vice Admiral, let me remind you that when Diana Strange is not around, you are in command of tactics.
I thought it best to wait for your order before authorising the tailing of a founding member. Such actions could be seen as mutinous.
Well, you have my approval. Send someone immediately. Find out where she's gone.
Of course, sir.
Blake?
Yes, sir?
Thank you for bringing this to me. I assume no other party is aware of this issue?
I came to you first.
Good. It would be in her best interest if this was kept quiet. Is that clear?
Crystal.
Fabulous. Proceed.
Who are you?
My name's Diana Strange. Now, can you tell me why I trekked halfway across the galaxy?
Excuse me?
Why am I here?
Why should I know?
I was sent here.
And who sent you?
I can't say.
Did it happen to be Delilah Malik?
I don't know.
Would you relax? I'm the investigator she hired to find Nora Evers.
Don't say that so loud.
Excuse me?
There's always someone listening.
Come inside.
How can I trust you?
You can come in or not. Just shut the door whichever way you go.
Who are you?
Richard Hart, private investigator.
Why am I here?
If I'm right, Delilah sent you because you know Nora Evers.
Well, no. I mean, I did.
When was the last time you saw her?
About 4 years ago.
Right. If you don't mind, I have some questions. Please, have a seat.
Where have you looked for her?
If you let me get through some questions first, I will do my best to answer yours.
All right. Fine.
I want to play you a recording of Nora Evers. It's the last known record of her. I would like to get your reaction on it.
Okay.
Hi. If you're watching this, it means that I've gone. There's something I need to do. Someone I need to find. We've been working so hard for so long to make the world how we want it to be, to make things better. I know you won't believe me, but this is the only way. I may not make it back from this, and if I don't, I need you to do something for me. Tell Diana I'm sorry. I love you. Goodbye.
What? When was this?
Right before she left. 3 months ago. This Diana is...
Me? She called me Diana. She called other Dianas by their call signs. I was always Diana. Is this why I'm here?
I can only assume that's why Delilah asked you here. So, tell me, Diana. Why was she sorry?
I don't know.
Thank you for listening to The Orphans Investigation. You can support the show and get even more exciting Orphans content over at patreon.com/orphansaudio. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Orphans Audio. And you can visit our website for a full list of credits, link to our Discord, and transcripts at orphanspod.com. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortas-Gaum. It starred Gavin Richards, Brooke Parrott, Emily Rowan, Amy Kember, Tanya Milojevic, Felix Trench, Fiona Thrale, Sarah Golding, Michael Hudson, Kareem Cronfley, Matt Penson, and Ruby Parker Harvard. It was executive produced by Ella Watts and James Barbarossa, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.